Well, here we go, folks. So what happened was the Federal Reserve, they cut, you probably know, 25 basis points. We're waiting for the Federal Chairman to come in and start speaking. You won't be able to hear it, and I'm going to put it on mute. I want to go over exactly what happened. I want to show you instant market reactions to all this and everything else. But he'll be talking here soon. We're going to put that on pause for a second. What I want to show you guys is right through here. If you try to go to Mortgage News Daily, you can't get in. People are just flooding that site to try to figure out what's going on with rates. So here's what happened right now. So the bond market opened up, or the Federal Reserve came out, and they said exactly what they're going to do. And here's what usually happens. You have this immediate spike. Okay, so let's go over to maybe a 2 or 3 day chart. So here's, you can see, we're only back to where we were, like, you know, back here. So not too far. Even this with this bump, we're only back, you know, back to these dates, not that far back. So the markets really didn't move all that much. And you can see how it's starting to peter out right now. So as soon as the Federal Reserve came in and they announced their cut, what we saw was the MBS market jumped all the way up to 20. And then this is what usually happens. We have to sit here and wait for the markets to kind of digest the data, figure out what they said, what they did, and also what they're going to tell us right through here. But I want to fast forward a little bit and go over what they did and why they did it. And then how this is going to affect mortgage rates, because that's why you're here. We're also going to talk what's this going to do the equity markets as well. But you're probably going to see the MBS market just kind of go right back down to normal. They're going to digest all the verbiage that the Federal Reserve came out with. We're going to go over that in a second. And the new dot plot. Now, here's the curveball that I guess that was thrown. Remember we talked about there was a new Fed official just voted in. I think it was 2 days ago, a Federal Reserve official quit or resigned a couple months ago, and the president came in and he assigned a new person to that person's seat. And they were voted in, I think, like Monday night by the Senate. They voted today, and they voted that they want 5 rate cuts. So let's throw that one out of the equation. But what the good news was is the other people that are in the top contentions for the Federal Reserve, they all in tandem voted for 25 basis points cuts. And that was a difference between this time and last time. Almost everybody voted for the cuts except one person. Last time there was a dispute there. Now what's coming in is they're now saying via the dot plot, and we're trying to figure out, I'm trying to find that for you. I'm going to go over the dot plot with you guys. Now they're signaling, most of them, it might come across the headlines here. It was going, let's see if it goes through here. It was on the headlines saying, based on the new dot plot, which I'm still trying to find, there appears to be 2 more rate cuts this year. So that's hopefully solidifying where the Federal Reserve is going to go from here. Look, talks, decision cuts, where rates are heading. Okay, so but basically what there's being told by us now is on the dot plot, there's going to be 2 more rate cuts this year, which was kind of on the table but off of the table. But let's first talk about what exactly are we talking about when we talk about the federal funds rate right through here. Let's see if this updates, because this is the rate that the Federal Reserve just reduced. They went from 4.25 to 4.5. There's always a range there, a spread, and they just cut it to 4 to 4.25. Let's see if that gets updated. Well, let's see. No, it's still there. Okay, so but what this is, let's first, I'm going to explain to you what this is. Okay, so this is interbank lending. So when one bank needs money from another bank overnight, they basically can get money at that interest rate. So when, and that's the only rate that the Federal Reserve really controls. So if a bank, let's say, is insolvent at the end of the day, and they're like, hey, we need $1 million to become solvent, they go out and get $1 million lent to them overnight, put it in their coffers, they're solvent, and they close. Okay, so this really doesn't help where mortgage rates are coming from, because we have to look at the long end of the maturity curves when it comes to interest rates. This is short-term maturities. This is going to help people with credit cards and like personal loans, car loans, things like that. But when you start talking like longer-term bonds, that's why people look at the 10-year bond to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. So let's kind of dive over to this right now, and I can show you what's going on behind there. The good news right now is we really want this thing to close below 4%. 4%. You saw that it dipped down there right after the Federal Reserve announced, and then it came back up. The reason why is the 10-year note is more comparable to where mortgage rates are going, because it's a longer-term bond. So what the Federal Reserve basically did is when they cut short-term rates or their rate, all these short-term maturities kind of dropped. You saw the 2-year Treasury and less dropping in rates. But here's what we're seeing with the long end of the bubble. Really didn't move anything. It actually went up 0.0004. So here's the kind of the backdrop on all this, is this is why there's a lot of divergence with the Federal Reserve, is this. They're saying, well, the mortgage rates and the 10-year long end of the bonds, they're more based on our government's fiscal policies, okay, like the deficit and like GDP and the tariffs and all these other things. So here's why the market's just kind of stabilize and come right back down to it. Once the euphoria comes out of this number, and you know everybody was expecting a 25 base point cut, what the people were looking for is what the dot plot is signaling down the road. And that dot plot is signaling 2 or more rate cuts, and that had a nice little spark rally into the market or right at that time. So this is what happened initially into the market. We popped up 22 points, and now we're giving it all back. Because now what they're going to look at, and as the analysts look at this and the numbers, is, okay, where are we with the deficit? It's still not in check. Where are we with tariffs? Well, it's still with the Supreme Court. And where are we up with the GDP? The good news is GDP is increasing, so that helps offset a lot of our deficits. But that still doesn't, you know, address the areas that the Federal Reserve monitors, which is right through here. So this is the data that the Federal Reserve monitors, and they just reduced this today. Their biggest thing, if you go back over the last 2 years, at first it wasn't, the employment numbers were fantastic. We don't have an employment number issue, but then it was inflation. Then they're like, okay, inflation's in check. Now employment's a problem. Then it went back to inflation's the worst that we got. But then remember, 2 weeks ago, we lost 1 million people in the workforce. And then last week, we got revisions of another 200,000-300,000 people. So now they're saying, if you look at the notes from the Federal Reserve, you go over to here. I found that Federal Reserve. There's the bonds. I want to find for you guys. Here it is. Here's the statement that they just posted. I know you guys will never be able to read this. I'll try to upload or post it as big as I can. But here's what they said right through here. The only change in the verbiage is most of the red stuff. And I'll just read that to you. Job gains have slowed and the unemployment rate has edged up but remains low. They're saying now that the unemployment rate's probably about 4.5, or that's what they're comfortable with right now. Inflation has moved up. Remains somewhat elevated. Okay, so we know that in the inflation numbers, as the tariff numbers trickle in, because every month we have another tariff that takes effect, and it's causing the inflation. I think the inflation numbers to kind of be drawn out a little bit further than a one-time tariff hit, and then you have that pop, and then you run from there. So I'm expecting, you know, the inflation numbers to keep ticking up, maybe by 0.1, 0.2, but nothing to get out of hand. So when you go through here, this is what they're saying based on that. The committee is attentive to the risk to both sides of the dual mandate, which is full employment, which is anything under 5%, and the keeping the prices in check, aka inflation. And judging that the downside risk to employment have risen, they're going to cut rates a quarter point. Okay, so the two people in most contention to become the Federal Reserve chairman, they both voted for a 25 basis point cut, but that the person that just popped in because of President Trump's getting him into the Federal Reserve prior to this meeting, he elected 5 rate cuts. So I'm off the chart on that. So what we're still waiting for right now, we can go over to the Federal Reserve. Let's see. Here's, you're not going to be able to see it, but let's see if he's in there yet. And talking. That's why. So he is just now talking or reading this transcript that we just went over. So that's what he's reading right now. As soon as that's over, what he'll do is he'll start answering questions. That's when it gets kind of juicy. But let's go back to the bond market. See, we're only up 0.4 right now. And it was up 22. So those out there are like, okay, we're waiting for lower and lower and lower rates. Here's what I can give you some advice on this. Let's just see what the markets are doing. Stock market's up. Chairman talks to decide cut rates. Let's refresh this just to make sure we're good there. I thought the market's going to react a little bit better than this. Dow's up 300 points, but the S&P and the NASDAQ are down. VIX, okay, the VIX is down. That's telling us anxiety level on Wall Street's down, and crypto's probably down as well. Yeah, crypto's down as well. So the market, it was anticipating all this news, and it got kind of what it was expecting. No other shocks. But again, the biggest piece of this is the dot plot. The dot plot signaling two more rate cuts. However, please be attentive of what goes on with the tariffs, because again, to recap a lot of this, when you're looking at mortgage rates, you have to look at the long end of the curve. So hopefully you learned today that the federal funds rate is actually just the rate that the Federal Reserve controls for interbank lending. Let's get any questions you guys have out there, and I'd love for participation if you guys would. Based on this, we're going to monitor the 10-year Treasury to see if it can close below 4%. If that is and does take effect for a couple days, you're now going to have a new ceiling, I guess I'll put it that way, on 10-year Treasuries. So now you're going to see rates hopefully stick where they are. I'm not quite sure if they're going to go much lower than this, because even this data today is, I'll show you back on the bond market, really not moving the pendulum. You have to pay attention to all the fiscal policies that are going on behind the scenes right now, especially our deficit and the tariff issues that we have. So let's get over to see if we got any questions. If you guys are here, please ask. We got a couple hundred people here, so love to for you to join us. As soon as I hear, I came straight heard. I came straight. Well, thanks for joining. Hopefully, what I'm trying to do is just help you make sense of this. Because why you're here is, let's get to one more question. Can't wait to refi sub 5.5 is my prediction. Reach out to us now. Get your applications in, folks. Because here's what I want to tell. Let's recast kind of what's going on behind the scenes. Let's go back to Mortgage News Daily and see if it's coming up yet. And it is down. I think it just got overwhelmed. But let's go to the bond market. Mortgage rates, if you go out 3 months, okay, this is where we were. Okay, if you've locked in over with us since the beginning of September, you're good. You're good. We got you. Because many times we get you below market rates anyways. So right now, the rates are steady. So what I've been saying all along is, and we'll go down through here. I don't know if you can see this, but this is the 10-year Treasury right down here. You can't see it. My name's in the thing. It's at 4.006 right now, right exactly where we were before the announcement at the beginning of the day. So here's where that is. They'll go back to the MBS market, and you basically have bonds completely, it started here and we're over here. So it looks like bonds are actually up on the day. So not good news there. So this is what kind of goes on behind the scenes when people are watching this, and then they say, okay, well, mortgage rates are going to go down because of this. I want you guys to understand why mortgage rates probably aren't even going to get affected by these. Let's see if we got any other questions out here, and I'm gonna recast this again, because we have a lot of people here, and I want to make sure you guys understand what was announced, what they were focusing in on, and why mortgage rates probably aren't going to move on this data. So one question here. Hey, Dan, I'm under contract to buy a home right now and have been waiting to lock the rate. Do you think the rates were immediately racked? Will they take a day? Should I wait? Nope. Get your application in now, folks. And this is what happened in 2023. The Federal Reserve cut rates 50 basis points. Well, they didn't do it today. And within 4 or 5 business days, the markets, the interest rates went back up 1 full percent because a lot of this, let's recap it again, folks, so you can understand kind of what's going on here. The Federal Reserve, they came in and they announced that they're going to have rate cuts. And now he's going over a whole bunch of questions with everybody. But instead of listening to those questions, let me explain to you guys why you're here. You're here for these things whenever the rates pop up. But here's where the market's at right now. The markets are doing nothing. Flat as a pancake. Let's look at it. Okay, one day chart, it's at zero. So what happened is the Federal Reserve come in and cut rates. That's affecting short-term rates, car loans, credit card loans, and things like that. With the long end of the yield curve is, and that's what mortgage rates are tied to, a mortgage bond that simulates basically, with the 10-year Treasury, the long end maturity loans like this, they're more affected by the fiscal policies of our government. Okay, that's the most important thing you have to understand. So the little blips up and down from the Federal Reserve, yeah, it creates reactions in the market. It'll help the stock market. It helps things behind the scenes. But what you really have to pay attention to in this case, if you don't have access or if you have access to the 10-year Treasury, monitor that. But what you want to really focus in on, and this is why I'm an advocate, I don't like the deficit. And a lot of people say, well, we haven't been talking about it lately. Well, there's a lot of other smoke out there right now. But the biggest news that I want people to understand, and I was just watching the interviews, and I hope somebody asks Federal Chairman Powell, if the tariffs are deemed illegal and we have to basically refund the money back to the countries or whomever, how are we going to get that money? Another thing that's going on behind the scenes that you probably don't know about is the Federal Reserve is still kind of in quantitative tightening. They're still selling bonds into the market. They're still selling mortgage-backed securities into the market. And that's what's actually creating the bigger spread in these things. So if they actually stop doing that and pushing more supply out there, and then the demand, is equal to, what that would do is it would, bring up prices a little bit and bring down the rates even more. So these are things behind the scenes that the Federal Reserve can still do to assist us with mortgage rates. And this is just one little small piece of the puzzle when it comes to interest rates and everything else. So hopefully you understand a little bit more now about, when the Federal Reserve cuts, why didn't mortgage rates really move? Well, the instant reaction is always, whoa, it's good news. And then all of a sudden, here's what you see. Look, this was posted down through here. Live alert. So gains vanish as press conference begins. So Federal Chairman Powell's going to, the immediate shock was, whoa, and mortgage rates got much better for about 30 seconds. No banks reposted. Here's what happens. You can see if we go back through here, you're going to see orange blips. These orange blips in most cases are either lenders pushing the rates up. You can see that yesterday we had this lender, when it says worse, it means they pushed up their rates. So you could see throughout the day we'll get blurbs saying this bank increased their rates or they dropped their rates or whatever. If you go to today, look at it, nothing. Nobody trades on this because you almost always have this blip one way or another, either down or up, and then it usually stabilizes. Then overnight, then it starts to really move because then the analysts start looking at the data. They're going to look at the dot plot. Now, here's what the dot plot is. Let me see if I can find one for us. Okay, so here's the previous dot plot that was positioned to us or presented to us. This is going to be talked about all day and all night, hopefully. So now you can understand. Let's get over to it so I can explain it to you. So when the Federal Reserve, they meet every 6 weeks, but four times a year they get together and they create this thing. What it is it's basically just a chart, and they're going to put dots where they think the federal funds rate is going to be for that year. Okay, so this is going to be 2025. You can see it down through here. Sorry, I got to make this as big as I can. So this is 2025. You can see down through here, and here's the dot plot where it was. Okay, if you go across here, you can see right through here where the federal funds rate was. It would be 4.25 to 4.5. Okay, that makes sense. So that's where they wanted the rate. Okay, but the consensus was down here. There was a couple more votes down here than up here. So what does that mean? Well, every increment down through here is 0.25% rate. Okay, so if they were to cut rates this and down to the consensus, well, we'd be over to here. We'd be at 3.75 to 4. Okay, but what they did is they did cut today here. But now what it's telling us is all these people through here are moving right to this spot. Okay, but now nine other people are going down here saying they're expecting 2 rate cuts. And then there's the one outlier, the person who was just voted in by the Senate to put his dot way down here, which, I get it. It's a political thing or whatever. I hate what's going on, but unfortunately what's going on is going on. So that's the dot plot. So the new one will be revised. If it's revised, I'll have it on the closing bell here. I'll probably be doing that in about an hour and a half. So I'll do that at the closing bell, let you know the differences between the two. But based on this news, we knew the Federal Reserve was going to cut rates. And I've been telling you that for the last 2-3 weeks. There's 90%+ chance they're going to do that. But what I want you to understand is the market reaction to this, because everybody for months, and they've been doing this for years, saying, Dan, I want to hold off for the Federal Reserve, to come out and tell us what they're going to do. Folks, by the time they come out and tell us what they're going to do, unless it really shocks the market, the markets aren't really going to do anything. And you can see that right through here. That does look like a massive move. But again, it moved all the way up here, and now we're all the way down back to here. So, it went up about 20-something points, and now we're up 8 points. And mortgage rates really don't change until we get about 15 point plus. So this really isn't going to change mortgage rates today, folks. So hopefully you learned why mortgage rates aren't changing on this data. So let's get over to some of the questions that you guys have. I don't have a moderator once again today, so please, folks, be nice. Let's get to the first question. VA Earl below 4.999. You know what? Shoot me an email. Go to theRateUpdate.com. Here, if you guys have a question for me or want to check out some things, if you're watching this video and you're looking to refinance, we got a tool for you. Go to the refinance tab right through here at the Rate Update. That's is my website. Just click it. What I want you to do is just put in your mortgage information and let me know when you want me to call you for when a mortgage rate hit a certain percent. So let's say you're at 7% net right now. And you're like, Dan, when rates get to 6, reach out to me. That's what we're going to do. I don't sell this data. I don't do anything. I'll be reaching out to you in most cases personally, just going over what we're going to do is go over your new payment, what the savings would be, what the cost would be, what your break-even point's going to be. So that's what we go over on this. So, I'd suggest you put that in there. Or if you just got a question for me, just go to therateupdate.com and just hit Ask Dan. And you'll send me, you can send me this thing and just put in your comments. And I'll give you if you want me to call, I'll call you back, put in your phone number. If not, I'll just email you back with any information that you're looking for. So 499, I don't know your whole position. I don't know the rates. I don't know the term or anything. So please reach out to us either this way or give us a call. A lot of you can jump to the front of the line if you want. Right through here, and you can give us a call. It's me, Alan, and there's one other person will be answering that phone. That's it. So, and I'm on here, so I won't be answering if you do that. But let's get to the next question. But thanks for joining me today. Next one, based on the predicted rate cuts, should I lock now if I plan to close in early November? Just if you're closing in early November, don't lock now. And the reason being is here's how rate locks work. Let's get over to another screen that you guys have been. Let's watch this chart. Okay, so here's how rate locks work. The longer the duration of time you need to lock your rate, the worse the rate's going to be. Okay, so here's how it works. Let's say today the rate's, I'm just going to make up a number, 6. And that's if you need to, you have to close within 30 days. Well, if you need to close, you have to push that closing out to 45 days, that rate might be 6.125. If you need to push that thing out to 60, 90 days, your rate could be 6.25. So condense your lock time down as far as you can. Usually you can get 21, 30 days around there for a rate lock. As long as rate, watch every day. And as long as rates aren't really moving, you can watch. And I'm even doing a Friday live event where I'm kind of recasting what we saw through the week and then what my expectations are for the following week. And that's what I'm going to do. So follow those if you need our help. And hopefully we're doing the mortgage for you. But if not, follow along. And I'm going to tell you, I'm trying to get out there saying, hey, lock, don't lock, when to lock, or at least advise you guys on, what's coming down the pike and why you should, lock or not. And that's why I'm coming out Friday about 1 or 2 o'clock live for you guys to ask me any questions going into the weekend. And then, let you know what that date is for that week and then what I expect down the pike. So let's get over to the next question that we got. Was this rate cut already factored into the market? It absolutely was already factored. Everybody and their mother knew. And that's why now the MBSs are up 6. So, when the news comes out, you see that green dot up there. That's like a stock. Think of it as a stock. That the price of that stock just jumped. And think of it as an earnings report. Earnings were fantastic. And then they dug into it and said, no, they weren't as good as they expected. They actually came in right what we expected. So that's kind of what's happening in the markets right now. Thanks for your question. Mortgage rates have got to move a bit to motivate buyers. Either rate cut or price cuts will be the prices are cut, but inventory increasing. Rates have to come down to motivate. I get it, but you can't wish the rates down. So I'm not trying to be rude. I'm trying to explain to you why things are going on behind the scenes, and I get it. Home prices are tough, in all the areas. What a lot of people don't realize too, I know the home prices are tough, but I don't ever see people going against their real estate taxes. Like your real estate taxes, you buy a house, and then every year you have to pay taxes based on the current value of that house, even if you're not looking to sell. So why aren't you paying the taxes on the price that you paid for it, and then whoever pays the next price will pay it on the new price of the home. There's a whole bunch of things. Insurance is another piece of this puzzle. So yeah, mortgage rates are brutal, but and the problem we have now is the inventory. If you looked at today's here, let's jump into this while you're here. If you look at today's reports on the economic calendar that we got, it's not encouraging for home, people looking to buy new homes or get new homes built. Right through here. Here's the here's some good news and bad news. I guess I'll put it that way. I'll keep you on the screen, Preston, so I know where I'm at in the questions. But here's some data that came out this morning. This is the purchase applications and refinance applications. They're going out the roof. This is applications here, refinances before, so 1 million. Now there's 1.6 million applications for refinances. We're working 10, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I'm actually hiring right now because we can't keep up with all the applications we get. Here's the problem, though. Housing starts. 1.428 million was the last reading. It was expected to come in at 1.37, a little bit lower than that. It came in at 1.3. That's not good, okay? Next thing down through here, here's the permits. 1.36 was supposed to say pretty much steady, came in at 1.31. That's a lot of difference there, folks, a massive amount of difference. But the problem with these numbers as well, a big increase in these numbers are multifamily homes because that's the affordability. So the longer, I don't want to say yet, you know, get into home ownership, but it's kind of like the stock market. You know, once you get in, you start experience the equity and all the other stuff along with everybody else. As you're sitting out, that's a tough thing. That's why I've been brutal with a lot of those guys on YouTube. That's, you know, housing crash and housing crash and housing crash. And it's not that you're getting a disservice, because if you waited to buy a home because of their information, most likely, I mean, unless you're in Austin or Florida, which I could have told you those areas weren't going to do all that well, your housing market has done pretty good. And now you're seeing, you know, everybody was then making fun of, if you bought a house, you're an idiot. You know, never marry the house and date the rate. Well, now you're seeing, you know, tons of people, 1.5 million people right now looking to refinance so they can get out of that dating the rate and maybe marry a much better or lower rate. So my frustration was they're just giving you bad data, and they're pushing their agenda, and then they won't talk to me. And let's not get to it, but that's my context. So rate cuts. The builders are going to be stuck right now. But they're going to be in a conundrum, because a lot of people know now how to take advantage of all the credits that the builders are giving and so forth. So sorry, Preston, it was a long answer, but hopefully it was a good one. Let's get to the next question, folks. 2024, Dan, not 2023. Just saying, since I missed out a 6% offer, I can testify that happened, like Dan is saying. Well, thank you so much. I thought it was September of 2023. I'm going with you, but thanks for sticking up for me. You guys need to stick up for me more on my YouTube comments down below. Man, some of the people are just brutal down there. Next one. What metrics is best indicator for impending decrease in mortgage rates? 30-year, 10-year? If federal fund rates go down by another 50 billion, would it expect? No. JR, perfect question. Watch the 10-year treasury. The biggest focus you want to focus in on is, you know, watching me every day, obviously, but it's these things right there here. What's inflation doing? What's the employment numbers doing? And then you have to focus in on, you know, the big, beautiful tax bill was created because of the inception of the tariffs of bringing in billions of dollars. Without that revenue, they're going to have to do something. So, but you don't see anybody talking about it. That's the weird thing. So maybe I'm making a mountain out of a molehill, but folks, this is, you know, the news coming down the pike might not be that great, but JR, just because the Federal Reserve cut rates, it doesn't really mean anything. And we can see that right now in today's market. Here, let's see if I can get this. Let me just go back to square one again. I think I zoomed in too far. Yeah, let's go down here. I don't think it's good news, folks. Hold on. I think we just got a recast of MBSs. It might be down. Yeah, now they're, look at this. MBSs are now, they're tanking. See that? So they're up 20. Now they're down 11. So that means now we might have rates going up. Okay, hold on a second. Alan, anybody you got, lock them. MBSs went from 20 up to 11 down. So we're going to start locking some loans in, folks, because this is a big move. For today, it's a 30-point move. So I don't know how this is going to roll over until tomorrow. The 10-year Treasury is starting to move up too. It's actually higher than where we were before this meeting. So JR, you came on at a perfect time. So you're seeing it live here, folks. So I don't care what the mainstream media is telling you or anything else. This is what's going on with rates. Let's go back and see if Mortgage News Daily is re-upped to see if they're open back up. This is Mortgage News Daily's main website that I use. And they're gracious enough to allow me to do this. The owner reached out to me one day and said, "Dan, you're not supposed to be, you know, using that system, but you know, I appreciate you using it though." So here's what's going on with the MBSs. Let's get to the next question. But JR, you're seeing right through here. When the MBSs are down, like we know, rates are up. So this is down 13. So we're probably going to get the rates will probably be flat going into it. But we'll see. We might see some changes by the end of the day. I'm set to close on a home September 29th. When would you lock rates or just ride it out? 29th, September. Oh, you can. Yeah, I would. September 29th. You're talking. I would lock now. I would lock now based on this information because you're just, you know, you're 10 day. You're not too far away from the closing. So you'll get ask for a 15 day rate lock because, again, we were talking about those rate lock terms. If you go to a 15 day rate lock, it's a little cheaper than the 30 day. Just something to teach you. Okay, so let's go to the next question that we got. Thank you for all the questions, folks. Thank you for all the information you provide. You are more than welcome. I've got a 6% interest rate. Quite a bit of equity and want to cash out refinance backyard work. Costs about $80,000. Do y'all think this would, that's exactly what we do. So folks, let me tell you a little bit about me since you're here. My name is Dan Frio. I actually am a mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico's. I'd love to work with you. Hey, I have a slogan, and the slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Basically, what we do is I work at a bank that I have a federal license, so I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The reason why me and several of my colleagues are here is we used to be broker owners or whatever, and we're like, we have to have a lot of options for our borrowers. So what they did is they helped us set up with over 30 different lenders. So what we can do is we can use our services, but we can also use their programs. So we can use their rates, their products, their underwriting, even things like this. If you're looking for $7,000 up to $7,000 grant for a down payment assistance, you know, this is the one to go. Because if you go to refinance, if you take one of those down payment assistance loans, then when you go to refinance and it's a lien on your property, you're going to have a tough time refinancing because now you're going to have to owe that money or incorporate that money into your refi, adding another, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 maybe to that loan. So sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. So let's get back to there. Okay, so let's get to the next question. I'm going to try to fly through these. Will this also impact auto loan rates and personal? Yes, it will, Ralph. So what you're going to see is most likely the banks probably by tomorrow will be reposting rates on all their stuff. Some of them might have done it already to bring in some business just in hopes. But you'll see probably in most cases, you know, not credit. Credit cards are nuts. You know, you look at the credit card rates and how can you get away with like a 25% interest rate? You know, that's absurd. But, you know, just so maybe if you're at a 25% interest rate, you might get a 23% interest rate, say. But those credit cards are crazy, man. But yeah, you'll see it in the short term maturity loans, personal loans, credit cards, things like that. As a F up, could we get a rate close to 6% or maybe even less on a cash out refi? It depends on if you're looking at FHA. There's a great chance of doing that. If not, you know, I don't know anything about you, the loan amounts, the LTV or anything. So, Jason, do me a favor, bud. Go right here. Go to the rate update. Do one of two things. You can ask me a question, just send some over here, or just put in your application or call. You call in right now. Alan's actually, he's not on the phone. I can't hear him down there, but he might even be off the phone. So give us a call. Wait till we finish the video, though. Nah, that's a bad suggestion by me. Don't call him yet. Okay, so let's get over to some more questions you guys have. Cooked chat. Don't know what that means, but that's okay. Do you do VA refinance to consolidate debt into the home loan with the new equity and a better mortgage payment? This is for a friend. It is. I can. Yes, we do. We love VA loans. I love helping veterans. I did a show one time. It was about 2-3 years ago. And when I was doing research for it, I found out that 12%, 12% of people use their VA benefit. It's crazy. The VA rates here, they're not posted. VA rates probably right now are in the fives. Okay. And there's no, you know, most of the time there's no fee if you're a disabled vet. How do I want to say it? I thank you for your services, I guess is the best way to put it. You avoid a lot of the VA fees. So if you're a disabled vet, fantastic program. Even if you're not a disabled vet, but what we would do is look at, you know, the different options, because in most cases VA would be your best benefit. But yeah, I'd love to help. He can just go to therateupdate.com, give us a call, put in his application, shoot me an email, whatever you'd like. We're here to help. Let's go to the next one. I had somebody call me last night. They were trying to get a hold of me, and I finally text them back. I'm like, I can't right now. I'm cutting the grass. And to prove it to him, I showed me on the tractor cutting the grass, and he's like, really, dude? Pretty cool. So it's like, I'm just like you guys. Okay, 5.625 USD reef. Perfect. That's probably right in the belt. Let us give you an option if you're looking for a rate quote. So if you guys are watching here, and you've already got a rate quote or you're locked in, you're like, hey Dan, can you check this? Just make sure that the lender I'm using is in check. Go here, go to the rate update. Just upload your loan estimate in here right through here. We need at least 3 weeks to be able to close. Now I'm not trying to steal anybody's business, folks. Don't look at it that way. There's a lot of people getting ripped off. Okay, so if I can save you $100, $200, please don't use me. Use the person that you've already put in all that work for you. But we get loan estimates in every once in a while, and it's nuts. You'll have somebody, they'll get like a 6.99 rate with 3 points. You can't even get a 6.99 rate yet. I mean, in today's market on some of these things, the rates are down much lower than that. It was an FHA loan. I'm like, this is crazy. I mean, they're just getting hosed. Those are the people we'd love to help. So if we can help you, just upload your loan estimate in here. I'll do a personalized video, get right back to you and tell you, here's what your payment's going to be. Here's your savings. Here's the cost. Here's your break-even point. What do you want to do? If you want to move forward, we'd love to help you in any way we can. So that's that part of it. But thanks for joining me, folks, today. This is awesome to have so many people here. What are bank statement loans rates looking the best scenario right now? I'd have to do that on the side note, but there's so much pieces of that. A lot of times I did one yesterday. I can't really quote you a rate. Do me a favor. Either ask me a question in here because I need some details from you guys. Or join me tomorrow. Alan and I come in live each day and we go through scenarios with you guys. And we'll go through a whole bunch of scenarios if you want to join us tomorrow, just like this. What you do is you give us the information you need. We'll do live pricing and show you exactly where rates are. There's a lot of pieces of the puzzle, though, when you're looking at rates. We need your zip code, the loan amount, the purchase price of the house, and all those other things. So, yeah, please either shoot me an Ask Dan. Or give us a call, or you can even put in your application and we won't pull your credit or anything. What we do is as soon as we get your application, we review it and then we either text you or call you and just go over any questions that you might have, some questions we might have, and then move forward. But thanks for joining. Next question we got is, yesterday I locked the rate for refinance going from 7 down the same lender, didn't worry about the escrow prepaids, negotiated discount and closing costs, break even. Good. And you're seeing the good news is probably why you're watching today is, what are rates doing? Are they going to plummet because the Federal Reserve cut rates? Here it is, folks. We're most of the way through the day. The MBSs are down 5 ticks, meaning mortgage rates are up. So that's another lesson learned on waiting on the Federal Reserve. Okay, so the next question is, currently looking to refinance, talking to two lenders. We're at 7%, but can go down to 5.6 on a 20-year, but think about buying down to 5.25, wondering how long we should wait. Here's what I'd suggest. If you would, reach out to me. Send me your loan estimate, and let me just run some numbers for you. And here's what I saw you, let's see, on here. Talk to two lenders, thinking about buying down. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, you didn't put this up, but what I want you guys to be cognizant of, everybody that's asking questions, when you're out there getting your quotes and everything, please, please don't be wowed over the rate. Okay, there's other pieces of the puzzle. So, for example, 1, 2, 3, let's say you're getting a 5.6% rate without the buy down. How much are the points? What's the underwriting fee? What's all the origination fees that you're paying? Okay, and then here's another kind of advice I would give you. Check and see what your total cost would be. Okay, and here's why. If your total costs are minuscule, you can refinance every time after you break even. Okay, so let me explain. Here's where a lot of people are just saying, I'm not going to refinance. It costs too much. When you bought your house, the closing costs were ridiculous. I agree. In Chicago, if I bought this house, my title fees would probably be about $12,000. If I refinance, they're $995. Okay, so that's Chicago though. That's the dramatic difference you have. So when you're looking to refinance or you're thinking about it, don't think that, oh my God, I'm going to have all those same title fees and all the other stuff, because it's a fraction of the cost that you're on the refinance than it is versus when you bought the house. So just something to think about. But again, you're watching this. If you want to check it out and you want to send me your loan estimate, just click right here, the loan estimate, and I'll review it and send you a personalized video right back. But thanks for your question. I appreciate it. Appreciate you being here as well. Belgian here. Do you think if the Fed rate cuts has influenced the European rates for loans? Wow, that's a great question. I actually watch all those markets, believe it or not, and the European markets, European central banks, and everybody else. It might influence them a little bit, but the whole world after COVID kind of was in a mess like we were. So if you watch a lot of the other countries, you're seeing inflation, you know, out of whack in some of these areas, and a lot of economies not doing very well at all. I don't know Belgium, so my apologies on that. But great question, and thanks for being here. I appreciate it. I better put on my glasses. I'm getting a little too old for this. Thank you for all the information. If you have time, can you explain the difference between the interest rate and the APR? Yeah, and it's pretty simple. Here, the best thing to do is just Google it. Okay, so here's what it is. This is going to be hard. So when you create a loan, you have a couple components. It's the loan amount, okay, the fees, the rate, and the term. Okay, those four things. So what happens, though, is the interest rate is based on that stuff. Your APR, though, what it does is it takes out the fees out of the loan amount. Okay, so let's say you had $1,000 in fees. So that means you really, your loan amount was $100,000, but you really only got $99,000. Okay, so what they do is they back engineer the interest rate. They say, okay, your term is this, which is fixed. Your payment is this, which is fixed. But the amount of money you got was only $9,000, not really $10,000 because of the fees. Well, that thus is your APR. So the higher the APR, the bigger the difference in the spread from the rate and the APR, well, the more fees you're paying. And a lot of times you'll see that where it's a little skewed when you're getting a government loan, like FHA or VA or USDA, because there are fees that are paid to, like FHA is paid to HUD, okay, VA is paid to the VA. There's fees there that are involved that, you know, we can't avoid. They go to them. So when you have those kind of loans, your APR is going to be higher, and it might be substantially higher because of that. So hopefully that explains it for you. But that's the best way I can explain it to you on those differences. But thanks for asking. 30-year, 599, what do you think? 02864, 02. When I was young, there was Zoom. 02934. 30-year fixed, 599. Pedro, you didn't answer the question, buddy, or you didn't post your, how much are your fees? What's the fees? I mean, if you're paying this, that's probably really good. Is it FHA, VA? FHA loan, might be able to get a little bit better rate. Pedro, what I'd ask you to do, go to theRateUpdate.com, upload your loan estimate right through here. Or just give me your information. Send Dan and just give me your information that you need. But if I can see your loan estimate, it gives me everything I need. But what this is going to do, if you upload it in here, you're able to tell me what your credit score is. So if you just send me a loan estimate or email it to me, I don't know your credit scores. So you can put that in here because you can put in your credit score and helps me kind of analyze these and helps you find, you know, if there's another option out there, it'll help us find it for you. All right, let's go to the next question we got. We have Angel. Thanks for joining me, Angel. I'm getting quoted 5.375, 20-year refi, no points. Fantastic on the no points. Any other fees? If you guys want to join us tomorrow, my whole goal today was just to go over what the Federal Reserve did, how it reacted to the markets and so forth. If you guys want rate quotes, do me a huge favor. There's a couple you can do. Go to the rate update and upload your loan estimate right here. Actually, I just hired a person this week that's going to help me with these things because we do personalized videos right back to you. And again, what we're going to do is we're going to compare what you're getting, and we're going to show you right on the screen. Here's the rates. Here's the fees. Here's what I'm going to ask you, though. You're watching me on this channel. You're spending the time to be here. You might even spend the time to upload your data into here. If we can beat them on the fees and the rate, I hope you use us for a lender. Why else would you be doing all this? Hopefully it's not a negotiation tool to go back to your current lender and say, well, they're getting me this, so can you get me this? Please do me a favor. Call them one last time. Just saying, I'm getting one more quote. If they beat you, I'm just be fair with them. I'm gonna be going somewhere, okay? And let them give you the best shot, and then send it to me. We can beat it on rate and fees. I'm hoping you win you as a client. So you can go to the rateupdate.com right here and just click the loan estimate review, and you'll be on your way right there. I'll just keep it there because a lot of people are just wanting quotes on rates. In PA, title fees are basically the same for purchases and refinances. Okay. Let's get to the next one. Paco, give the man a thumbs up. Thank you, Nan. Thank you, Paco. Everybody, can you guys, if you're watching here, do me one favor. Let me see if... Help me with the algorithms. That's all I'm going to ask you. We got a couple hundred people here. If you can give me a thumbs up, a smiley face, something, I'd appreciate it. That's all. Let's get to the next one. I missed out on the live. Can you summarize what happened? Thanks. We'll do. I'll do that right before we close down because I want to summarize it and make sure you guys understand what happened. We also want to see the market, the MBS market, because now it's down 10 points, a 30% swing the wrong way. I'm going to buy a house, $500,000. I'm going to put down 25%. My lender's offering 599. My zip is 02864. What's the fees? Okay, again, if you guys, Pedro, 123, Angel, join me tomorrow. Here's the date I'm going to need from you guys tomorrow. We left off at Pedro. Here's what I'm going to need from you guys tomorrow. So please join me tomorrow. I'm going to need your credit score, your home value, your loan amount, property type. Is it a single family home, a 4-unit building, a condo, your zip code? What kind of term? You're looking at 15, 20, 30. The rates are completely different. And then what loan program? Are you with FHA, VA, USDA? Because all those loans are, the rates are completely different as well. So that's the data that I need from you guys. But let's get back over to, I think I lost Pedro. Where do we go, Pedro? Let's get down to this one. I think we're here. Hello. So I have a mortgage at 6.74 to 30-year 2 years ago. Insurance is $3,500. Most likely here, Alex, do me a huge favor. Go here and you can do one of two things. Give us a call. And here's all we're going to do. We're going to be, thanks Alex for calling. What do you got? What's your zip code? What's this? And then we'll break it down. Or you can email me. Just go to Ask Dan. Just email me this information. Give me your credit score. And I need your zip code. I need all the data that was on the reference before. And I'll run an analysis for you. I'll do a refinance calculator. One thing you guys can use if you want is go through here. Here's under calculators. There's a section called used in videos. This is the one I use in the videos I send you guys. So I go in here and it says, should I refinance? What you're going to do is go in here and just put in your details. This is one I must have worked on last night. Let's see. I'm just going to change this because this is 735. Yeah, this must be one I worked on last night. So let's just go 735. What the heck is going on? 735. I don't know. Oh, my tabs button was on. Okay, so you put that in here. Because the loan amount is so big, I'm putting about $5,000 in fees. When you guys are doing this, put in like $2,500. It might be that, but that should be on the high end. This is a pretty big loan, and I don't know where it is. So we're going to put that data in there. I must have did the research last night. So if you do this, this is what it tells you. Let me see if I can blow this up a little bit. So go in here, and it'll say, okay, here's what this person is. Based on this data, here's their mortgage payment. Currently, the principal and interest, okay? And if you refinanced, you're going to put in your loan amount here. This should be your original loan amount, okay? And this is your current balance. I don't know what it is, so I just did this. 5.875 was the rate I guess I was able to quote yesterday. They would save $537 a month. And this is the biggest piece because what you want to see is down through here. How many months is it going to take you to recoup? If it's going to take you years, what's the point? I mean, if it takes you usually eight, nine months, it's a good deal. You're also in an environment right now that's going down with interest rates. So this is a key point, because if your fees here, you know, let's say Alan just did one the other day, it was like $1,500. And I know this is a bad example, but it's $1,500. If your break even is like a 2-3 months, okay, if the rates drop another quarter, half, 3/8, do it again. You know, so if you're able to recoup your cost fairly quick, another trick you might want to do is just also keep the same term that you have remaining. If you have a 29-year, maybe look at what would a 29-year term look like. Most people don't really care at that point because it's so far out. But, you know, sometimes if you're at an 8% rate today and you can get 5.99, look at a 20-year. You know, look at a 15-year. You might have the same payment, be able to pay off the house in half the time. But be realistic. You know, don't get yourself into a payment that's all you're going to work, go home and sleep in the house. That's where all your money's going. But, okay, so that's that part of it. So let's go to the next question. We got a whole slew of them. VA loan, $350,000, 6.5, sign October 23rd. Should I continue to wait for lower rates? I have 3 other mortgages and all are... Now, reach out to us now, if you would, Gary. We can at least get you a quote, get your application. And what a lot of people was, I think we got 11 applications last night. They all wanted to refinance, but they wanted to hold for this information. So now we have this information. I'm going to wait till tomorrow to see the market stabilize, and then all 11 will be, I'll recast them and then get back with them and lock them in and move them forward. But, you know, rates right now, here's what I want you guys to see, are down 6 ticks. So that means, let's see what here. Actually, banks are posting rates worse, okay? Mortgage rates are getting worse. So don't miss it again, folks. This is exactly what happened in, I think, was it last year? Somebody said the Federal Reserve cut. And mortgage rates went up 1% within, it was like 4 or 5. It was ridiculous. I was in Yahoo Finance 2 weeks ago. I think it was a Saturday. And that was one of the biggest things I said there. She's like, what's the most difficult part of this job, I guess? I said, it's these things. They move all over the map so fast sometimes, you can't keep up. And at that point, we had millions of people in the pipeline that were just like, just wait. Within a week, half the people lost out because, like, you waited too long. The rates are all the way back up to 7. Don't do it now. So now you got another reprieve, folks. So not trying to scare you. You're seeing the charts on the board. Let's see. So on those ones, please reach out to me, folks. Dan, thank you. Hey, we got a smiley face. We got a thumbs up. Hey, where's my thumbs up, folks? It's simple. Just click the little emoji thing and poof, it'll go. All right, let's see what else we got here. We got Alex. What are you looking at? The home is 2,600 square foot. Not sure. That is California. Oh, gotcha. There was a Zoom program with that zip code. So housing rates went up today after the Fed cut. Yep, let's recast, folks. So let's get over to it. Here's the Federal Reserve. He's probably done talking now. I would assume he's done talking. No, he's still talking. Federal Reserve and independence and everything. So in a recast, let me see if Mortgage News Daily's back up yet on the rates. But if not, I'm going to recap it for you. So what happened today is the Federal Reserve, they came in and cut rates 0.25%. Okay, so what happened to rates? Did they drop 0.25%? Did they drop 0.5%? Nope, they're going up. Okay, so here's what's happening. Federal Reserve's decision is here. The dot plot, okay, this is helping us, but I want to get over, to what they were quoted. It's probably that one. Okay, so here's what happened. The Federal Reserve came in and they basically said, based on their verbiage here, and what they do is he reads the same thing every time he comes out, but they changed this red stuff. So what he came in today and said is recent indicators suggest the growth of the economy actively moderated in the first half of the year. Job gains have slowed and the unemployment rate has edged up but remains low. Inflation has moved up but remains somewhat elevated. The committee seeks maximum employment and inflation at 2%. So because of the unemployment rate here, the committee is attentive to the risk of both mandates that they have and judge that the downside risk to employment has risen. Thus, they're cutting rates by 0.25%. So the markets cheered initially. We had the stock market jumping. Now we have, that's Bitcoin. We had the stock market jumping. Let's see what it's still doing right now. Let's see. It's taken a bit to flush through. Dow Jones is up. Basically, this is where the market was right before that announced. It was up like 100 or 200. This spiked up to like 300 or 400, then came right back down. Here's the bad news, I guess, right through here. This is the mortgage bond. So if you follow me daily, you know this isn't good news. Okay, so mortgage bonds, here's what happened. We were flat all day long up until the meeting. They announced a 0.25% cut. Bonds jumped 22 points. You know what that means? When the bonds jump up prices 22 points, mortgage rates drop. This would have been an eighth or so in points. Well, within minutes, we are down now 6. What that means is mortgage rates are going up. So folks, don't sit on the sidelines. Because the catalyst now is, I didn't even think we'd get down to this range, but now here's what we have is in front of us. We have an economy that looks pretty good. You go to the Federal Reserve, here's what they look at. They reduce the federal funds rate to 4 to 4.25. Let's refresh it and see if it's been updated. So I can prove, no. But they did cut this. Here's what they said. They say that inflation's a little elevated. It's probably about 3% right now, or it's going to get to 3. The unemployment rate, we're seeking, on the high end, it should hit about 4.5%. But they're saying this is more important than this right now. But the issue is employment, the employment numbers, the mandate they have is as long as unemployment's under 5%, usually that's a good signal. That's full employment. You scroll over here, the inflation's ticking up, but it's not as crazy as a lot of people expected. They said, okay, with these tariffs, inflation's going to go up 7, 8, 9%, you're going to see the treasury bonds going crazy and everything else. It didn't happen. Another scare tactic that these people have for you. So you have to remember a lot of times when they're giving you all this data, you know, the bad news, the crashing of this, the reason why is they get the clicks. Okay, so, but let's get over to the rest of the data. 4.5 is still full employment, but the good news is GDP. Our GDP is still running in the 3% range. So when you have a 3% GDP, it offsets the deficit a little bit, but I hate the deficit, but it's also starting to stabilize the market. So here's my expectations, and I'll be done with answering questions. So my apologies, folks, I think the markets are going to stabilize. I called for the rates in Q3 to be at 6.5. I said by the end of the year, based on some other data, we might be at a range of 6.25, 6.5. We might be there now, but the biggest thing we're in the front of us is this, the tariffs. You have to follow the tariff news. I don't care if you follow me, follow anything. Just watch the tariff news. We have an agreement coming with China, it looks like, on the TikTok thing and the other resolutions coming. That's great news. But what you have to figure out now is the tariffs. Because if tariffs are deemed illegal, we're going to have to refund the money back to somebody. Okay, how's that going to work? Well, we're going to have to issue bonds. What happens when you issue a lot of bonds? Well, the prices, they're going to have to go down. What happens when the prices of bond goes down, like we found out today? Rates go up. So that's the catalyst in front of us. So the headwinds in front of us, should rates come down much, much more? Well, the 10-year Treasury is sticking at 4.05. So mortgage rates are about 2 to 2.25 elevated from there. So we're going to stick kind of right where we are until this 10-year drops below 4, stays there, and that'll be a new ceiling for us to kind of base it off of that. But right now, it's all fiscal policy, folks. When you start watching the Fed and doing all that, what they control is short-term loans. It's not the long-term loans. If you're watching this channel, you're concerned about mortgages, and mortgage rates are tied to long-end maturities, and you have to understand that that's that. And so if you don't have access to me each day, just watch the 10-year Treasury. And if this starts hitting 4 or below, start to cheer because that would be the only catalyst to bring down mortgage rates. And also another tool that the Federal Reserve can use is they've been in a process of quantitative tightening. And here's what that means. Back during COVID, the Fed, how the rates got, mortgage rates got to 2%, the Federal Reserve was buying $40 billion. Buying $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed security bonds each month. Okay, so what happened with that? Well, they're bidding, bidding, bidding. It's like you're bidding on a house or overbidding on a house. The price just went skyrocketing. That's what caused rates to just plummet to virtually zero. But what now the Fed's doing is they've been doing this for a while. They've been quantitative tightening, meaning they're selling these bonds into the market, adding more supply. What happens when you have more supply? You have a decrease in the price because you need people to buy this thing, and you have to discount the price for them to buy it. What happens with rates? Rates go up. So the headwinds in front of us most likely are stabilization in rates right now, or if the tariff news doesn't get good, it could get bad. If the tariff news comes in good, it's already priced in the market. There might be a little risk premium in there, maybe 0.25%. But if you're waiting on the sidelines for rates to get to, you know, 4.99 or something like that, I don't see that, because it'll never happen until the 10-year kind of gets down to 3. And so watch the 10-year treasury. So that is my hopes for the day, or my thoughts for the day, folks. Go back. Oh, it is posted. So mortgage rates went up. Here it is, proof, folks. So here's how we concluded today. You must have just been overwhelmed. The Federal Reserve came out and cut rates. Mortgage bonds reacted really good at first. They then sold off, and now rates are going back up, and they're on their way back up. So if you've looked a gift horse in the mouth last time, please don't do it again, folks. So if you're a homeowner right now looking to refinance, please reach out to us. Love to help. If you're out there looking to buy, hopefully we can help you manage, you know, the right, getting you into the right program, making sure you're comfortable with the payments, and setting you off on that path. But that's it. That's my report for the day, folks. I greatly appreciate all you guys joining me today. I wish you guys would have all gave me a thumbs up. If you would, even after the video, if you can give me a thumbs up. I'm trying to get to 40,000 subscribers. I'm like 1,000 away. So if you guys can spread the word and help me get there, I greatly appreciate it. So thanks for watching, guys. I'll be at the closing bell here. I'll be doing that in about a half hour to show you how all this mess ends for the day, folks.